We do have a friend of the show on the phone who I hope has got something prepared for us, and he didn't play it for a another radio station before us.
Oh, he wouldn't do that.
Are you kidding? This guy.
Man. Hey, you know.
Brian from Everett, how are you?
What's up, Brian?
I work pro bono anyway. I get no money. You know, all the submissions and music and everything I've given you was before I got your treasured sacred text here on Saturday. And I'd like to. I wrote a song about it.
You mean about Jerusalem Syndrome? My scream.
I could match you Syndrome for Syndrome, man. There are so many parallels.
You want to go? You want to go Syndrome for Syndrome?
Yeah.
Okay.
Except the only thing with me is my wiener's inverted as opposed to extroverted. Like.
Oh my God, Brian. You know it's nice that I appreciate you being candid, but I don't know if I needed that image right away.
Okay. But this is a song about. It goes back to when you were seven in Alaska.
Oh wow.
It's called The Hot Dogs of Freedom, and it goes into issue. It's a short little song, and it's about the feeling of the North Pole and stuff like that.
Oh okay.
So this is to close the door on this confused synchronistic relationship I have with you.
Okay.
That I've invented out of my own stalker primus type thing.
Great. So lay it out. Here we go.
Okay. When you're young and you're free, it feels like you're on top of the world. From the tip of the north, there's a feeling that God has unfurled. It shoots into your gray matter brain, and it gives you no need to explain. There's a reason for all of this pain, no need to complain. And the hot dogs of freedom remind us of when we were true. Cause we just cooked and ate them, and that's because we had no clue. Now you won't see some eaten by certain Hasidim, cause it hurts when you finally find out what goes in them. And sometimes you lose them, and sometimes you win them, it's true. But there just ain't no telling what the hot dogs of freedom can do.
Hey.
Now a man can fly over the trees or fly out into space.
Short song.
He can say he's a cracker or a Jew or not think about race. When the devil is staring down you,
yeah.
It don't matter if you're Gentile or Jew. You just gotta get out and say, get the hell out of my face. And the hot dogs of freedom explode on the 4th of July. They plump when you cook them, but nobody really knows why. Now some Franks are kosher and some have got pork,
uh-huh.
But dogs are all crammed into casings with pork, and pigs on the wing are still hovering up in the sky.
Pink Floyd reference.
But the hot dogs of freedom can still make a grown man cry. Yes, the hot dogs of freedom can still make a grown man groan.
Don't cry, Brian.
Oh, no, I just need to change my cat litter, man.
That's beautiful,
very
man.
Very nice, Brian. Right. Very
that
nice.
Was beautiful. Now I got to explain what the hot dogs of freedom are, what the references.
No, but you got to sell on your book, man. You got to buy the book. You don't have to explain it.
The book's out of print.
Well, you know, did I tell you?
I mean, didn't you have to get it from India or something?
No, it came from Orange County, down where the terrorist, the dude is.
Gadon, Adam Gadon. Yeah. So,
you said Hassan.
No,
Gadon
it's
Hassan.
Gadon. Adam Gadon.
What's going on? Why did my library have to get it from California and bring this little thing into my Orange County in my book?
Oh, my God. You're going to have to figure that out. I mean,
taking the book back, and I'm closing the door on this.
Well, I appreciate it. I hope you don't close the door on our relationship, because I really feel closer to you because of
it. Well, but now that I've read your book, man, you are out of control.
Hey, how do you feel about taking the Pledge of Allegiance out of the schools?
Under God?
Yeah.
Well, that's been always my problem in life. I want God to get off from on top of me so I can live. Get off me.
Right.
I don't like being under God.
Brian, thanks so much, man.
All right, Brian.
Talk to you later.
Okay.
What a nice song he wrote there. The Hot Dogs of
Freedom. Hot Dogs of Freedom.
It's actually a line from my book, because I'd run away when I was a kid. I was like 7 years old in Alaska, and my friend, this guy who had a cleft palate.
Oh, yeah.
His name was Chris. we just wandered along the inlet in Alaska for what seemed like miles, and we came upon a bridge that went out to the ocean where you could actually see, like, whales jumping and ice floes and stuff. And there was just this, these teenagers sitting there cooking hot dogs.
Yeah.
And they were like, do you want the rest of our hot dogs? We're taking off. So we're like, yeah. So me and Chris, this kid, I must have been in second grade, just sat there cooking these hot dogs by ourselves. And when you're in second grade, you're like, whoa. Yeah. So they were like the hot dogs of freedom. That's
the
where
hot
that
dogs
comes from.
Freedom.
Yeah. And my dad.
Does your dad
did.
Know about that story?
My dad, sure, he hit me when he found me. he remembers. Do you remember that, Pop? My dad's in the booth. We took off. We were gone for like the whole day, and I just remember him driving up with some cops and the other kid's parents. You know when you run away that first time? And
oh, I know.
It causes a panic, and he just walked right up to me, grabbed me with that the too tight grip.
Yeah.
Where they don't even have to hit you. Just like, ow, ow, you know?
That's my neck.
Yeah, do you do that? Your daughter?
No, okay. Man. My daughter's a good girl.
Oh, even good kids, you know, get
I know, but
sometimes.
No. She's never done anything that I have had to put my hands on.
That sounds like a challenge. Are you up, Vivica? I would take that as a challenge.